This is an 88.1 WayFM Community Impact presentation. I'm David Wolf, and I am talking with Lori, founder and executive director of Into the Clearing here in South Florida.
Thank you, David, for having me here today. It's an important ministry in our area and really around the world, but here in South Florida.
Lori, tell us a little bit about the mission of Into the Clearing.
Into the Clearing started from working with people in the community years ago. So there are over 15 million single mothers with children in the United States. Over 4 million of those single moms are living in poverty, and 8 to 10 of homeless families are headed by single moms. So we have this people group that is at high risk with their families of really dangerous situations, as they're either in their cars or on the street or just trying to live from day to day with things that we consider very normal in our day are very difficult for them in their situation with their families, and just trying to get food for their children, a roof over their head. Basic needs that we take for granted are real jobs and difficulties for these families. And that's why we started. We saw a need in our community that was a growing need that needed to be met. They're kind of a silent group in the community.
Now, you guys didn't just pop up overnight. When did Into the Clearing get started?
I started Into the Clearing, which is a 501(c), about 10 years ago, after about spending 15 years before that in ministry, really working with different people groups, but this population kept coming up over and over again. And what I saw was a need here that wasn't being met and really almost couldn't be met by us or by someone individually. It had to be a community effort. And so I started trying to find out what we had in the community that could help this group. So a day in the life of one of these moms might be that she's living on the street with her kids, or she's living in the car with her kids, or might be living from house to house trying to get a roof over her head, doing whatever she has to get that roof over her head, and then trying to function with those basic needs like getting food, getting their kids to school, getting transportation to a job. All of those things, if you have nothing and you have no support system, can be extremely difficult. And I know I wouldn't want to be in that position. So I saw this plight for these families that was very difficult to meet the need of. And what I started to try to do was mentor them like I would a son or daughter. I have boys, but I know that if they were in that situation, I would be helpful to them. And a lot of these gals don't have that support system. So a lot of what we did was to mentor them, to coach them, to help them make the next best decision for their situation and for the life of their kids. So it might have been some financial help with giving them food or putting gas in their car or paying a childcare bill, or something that could be helpful. But those greater needs, like being able to sustain a home, being able to sustain transportation, and being able to parent without being in a crisis situation all the time, that needed to be able to come to fruition in a way so that they could have a healthy family and be a part of the community in a healthy way.
Now, how are you guys affecting the community within Into the Clearing? I know you guys offer a lot of things.
Yeah, this is a very difficult and kind of case-to-case or family-to-family need basis that we work with. It's not like having you're a doctor and they come in and they get a shot for something. This is looking at their lives in a holistic way. So you're looking at the whole picture, and each family is different, but you're going to find that the basic needs are the same. In South Florida or in Palm Beach County, those basic needs are getting more out of reach for a population that financially is already stressed out. So these gals don't have money for housing. They don't have money for a car. They don't have money for childcare. in Palm Beach County, we have some helps programs. They might be able to get a voucher for childcare. They might be able to get cash assistance or food stamps or something to help, but they don't even have transportation to get there to make that happen. So again, it's starting from scratch with them and saying, let's look at the situation and let's make the next best decision, and to start helping these moms that have been in crisis situations, have a lot of times been abused or neglected or grown up with a lack of understanding of how to have a family and sacrifice and make those important sacrifices that need to be made to bring health and healing and success to having a family. They're living on that crisis of moment to moment. What do I do next? What do I do next? So it's kind of like being a mom and saying, this is way out of control here. Let's take a look at this and see what we can do today. See what's available for help to make that happen. And as long as you're doing your piece in this, we're going to walk through this together and we're going to come up with a solution for your problem. And each day, you'll make successes that bring health to your family or help you to, you know, it would be practical things, help you to get a job, help you to know how to apply for a job, help you to know how to use the bus system in the area and find schools. You know, very basic things that maybe we take for granted, they don't have those tools in their tool belt. I look a lot at life as that journey. You know, God gives us these pathways, these gardens, and we have this backpack on our back and we fill it with tools as we go through life. And as we go through experiences or different situations in our life, we keep putting new tools in our backpack to use in life. And a lot of times these gals, their backpacks are empty. They don't have those basic tools that they need to pull out and make the next best decision. So it's kind of giving them the tools that they need to make the next best decision and learn that life is not going to be easy for any of us. There's always difficulties that we go through. How are we going to go through this together so that we can make the healthy decision, the next best healthy decision for our life?
Because there's a lot of decisions out there. I have a friend that has a daughter and was applying for assistance because she's a single mom. Mm-hmm. She's trying to get maybe a daycare assistant, mm-hmm. and had to fill out a form. And then the form came back and said it was not filled out correctly, mm-hmm. which means she had to wait even longer.
I'll tell you, every day I hear those stories and that same situation. I mean, we don't like going to the local government agencies that we need to, because you get there and then you find out you needed this or that, you know, and we're online, we're doing those things, but we might have just been busy and forgot. So you're exactly right. These gals are being asked to do things that they don't have the tools to do. And they get very, very frustrated. And they're already in very frustrating situations. I mean, can you imagine living on the street, basically, with children in tow, or living in your car with children? You don't have a stove, you don't have a shower, you don't have a toilet, you don't have these basic needs. And someone says, well, why don't you go do this or go do that? You know, they a lot of times will have a phone, which can be surprising, but they have a phone. But, you know, to even find the place, be there on time. And if they're late, they miss their appointment, they're given, okay, come back in a couple weeks and do this again. While in the meantime, they have the kids, like you're saying, and there are childcare vouchers. A lot of times there's a waiting list even after they go back a couple times. And if they do get a job, they can't start because they have their children. And so sometimes people that I talk to will be, well, that's their fault. They shouldn't have had children if they couldn't supply or support that. And that's just not real life. That's just not how we look at it, especially as believers. You know, there's a lot of reasons that people are in these situations. And if you heard their stories, it would be heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking to me every day. I think I've heard every story, and then when I hear another story of how their situation came about, it breaks my heart. And I wish that I could run in and rescue them, but I can't. This is a community effort. This population is going to take a community. You know, God gave me a vision when I was praying about what to do with helping this population, and I saw this thicket, like I was in this dark thicket, thorny thicket, and pushing my way out, and it came into this bright lit up field with a beautiful sunrise and wildflowers in the field. And God gave me the name Into the Clearing. And that's how Into the Clearing came about. And then later on, he put on my heart to look up Psalm 18. And Psalm 18:19 says, he put me in a broad place. He gave me that broad place because he delighted in me. And that whole psalm, if you read it, is a beautiful story of him thundering down and gathering you up to defend and protect. And it's not because we're good. It's not because we have done something honorable or great to God. It's because God loves us. And these gals, first of all, need to know that they're not alone, that God loves them, that there's hope for their lives, that there's hope for their children, and that there's people here that care. And as God's people, we need to let people know that they care, and God calls us to do something. And so this group is just one group of many that could use community help.
Speaking of community help, how can our listeners get more involved?
There are so many ways that we can be involved in the community. One of the things on my heart is to start a community center, which is difficult because there's such an expense behind having a place to have a community center, but a place where the gals can come in, get food, get clothing, maybe take classes in the evening for finances or for parenting or for a GED or for whatever is needed. There's many different ways the community could be involved with that piece if it comes about, and I believe it's very possible. But also for now, what we're doing, and I'm working with other people in the community, other organizations, and trying to get people in the community that are businesses to do a piece. If you're a hairdresser, you might say, okay, I can donate 2 cuts a month for kids or for moms. If I'm a dentist, maybe I'll take on 1 person a month or 2 people a month. I spoke to a doctor the other day that said that he would take on 2 people a month for us if they needed help in some way. It could be a mechanic. These gals have cars. They're always having something go wrong with a car that says, you know what, bring them in here. We won't charge for labor on this. There are so many ways that the community can be involved with helping the moms. Another really important piece to this is for them to get healthy and to be able to sustain and support themselves, they need a home. In Palm Beach County, housing is not affordable. I go to these affordable housing meetings. We're just not able to come up with a solution to meet the problem that's out there. So they need a job that pays enough for them to be able to live someplace on their own and support their children. You don't have the support system, so you don't have a mom or dad or family or sister or brother. You're alone. This happens all the time. We have to be able to work with people that are needy and take the time to train them, give them the responsibility. I would like to find employers who are willing to work with these single moms in training them and letting them work and giving them enough flexibility in their schedule to be successful at a job.
Now, I know you're looking for another place for your thrift store.
The thrift store would be wonderful to have because it gives us a face in the community. There's a lot of people that donate great items that help the girls get set up in their first house and help with needs in a variety of ways and let people know that we're here. We just need an affordable or a donated space to have that. So that would be amazing.
That's great. Give us that website one more time.
It's intotheclearing.org. And my number, again, is 561-350-8032. And you can email me at theclearing17@gmail.com if you have any questions about the organization.
Well, Lori, thanks for coming in and telling us more about Into the Clearing.
Thank you for having us.
I'm David Wolf, and this has been a 88.1 WAY FM Community Impact Presentation.